We're joined here today by Malia Klaberg, of course, Coon Rapids Baird student athlete, and she is, of course, our Brinks Cabinet Spotlight Athlete of the Month for the month here of March. Malia, good to catch up with you. How you doing here today?
Good. How about you?
I am doing well. Congratulations on being, again, our Brinks Cabinet and Design Athlete Spotlight of the Month, and appreciate you joining us here. So were you surprised at all when I texted you and told you that we were naming you that here for the month of March?
I actually was a little surprised. I thought this was more of like a basketball thing, and I was like, I didn't even play basketball this month. That's pretty cool.
No, this is for all the accomplishments that you have in everything, but you bring up basketball. Let's start there. You and the girls, another tremendous season. You're a junior. You've had three really great years of basketball with Coon Rapids Baird, the last two reaching regional finals. What's been the most fun for you these last few years being a part of kind of the revival of Coon Rapids Baird girls basketball?
Honestly, just every practice, going to every practice and just being with the same girls each time and growing with them and seeing how they grow and we grow as a team has been tremendous. And it's been so fun to be able to grow with them and just to see where we've come from that and to be able to have one more year is going to be so much fun.
Where have you girls all grown in yourself personally in basketball since you girls came in? Because a lot of the girls that have been playing are juniors this year, your class. So where do you feel as a whole you've grown and yourself have grown here in these 3 years?
Honestly, just communication. Once we started talking more on the court, even from our freshman year just to our junior year, that communication is huge. And then we became more as one as a team and flowed more as one. And that is really what became the difference between our freshman year and our junior year, and to see where we go our senior year is going to be so much fun.
Now, first couple of years, you got to play with your outstanding sister in Breely. How different was it this year not to have her out on the floor with you?
It was weird. Even in postseason, just watching her in the stands, it was still weird. Coming from like the secondary post person to being the main post is a huge difference. And having to take her spot, I felt like I had to fill her shoes, but in the end, it really wasn't. I could still just be me and be myself.
Do you two still talk on a regular basis, and did she give you thoughts and ideas from what she was seeing in the stands those nights she was able to watch you?
Oh, yes. Even when she wasn't there, I was still texting her, and she watched every single game, and I was like, what do I need to do? What did you see? What should we do different?
What was some of the advice she
was
giving you?
She had a lot to say.
What was some of that advice?
She would just say how I just needed to be bigger and be more confident in myself and take those shots that were open. So,
is it Breely, your brother Lance, a combination of the both mom and dad? Where did your love of the game of basketball kind of grow?
Definitely Breely. Coming into high school, I wasn't much of a basketball fan. I was more of a volleyball girl, but then going to practice and games with Breely, she made it 100% better and just made it so much fun to be a part of the team.
You mentioned volleyball. Let's jump over to that, one of the many sports you play down at Coon Rapids Baird. Where did the love of volleyball start, and how young were you when you picked up that first volleyball and became active with it?
Oh, gosh, I don't even know. I was so young. I don't even know where I get the love for it. Over the years, I've developed such a love for it that, I don't know, I just can't put the ball down.
What is your favorite part of the game?
Definitely the celebrations. Just after we get a big point or after a long rally, the celebrations is so fun.
So you get a play up front. Is it the big kill or that big stuff block that scores for your team? Which one makes you more excited?
Well, I don't even know. Both.
So your celebration the same for both, do you think, or do you think one of them is a little different than the other?
They're probably the same. We just go crazy after every point.
So let's talk.
I know some girls always say how they always get lightheaded after cheering so loud.
Does that happen to you?
Oh, yes. Almost every time.
How do you try to control that then?
I just take a breather. I just go back to my spot, take a deep breath, and just focus for the next one.
So your love of sports overall, you besides volleyball, which I think is still your favorite, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, and then basketball. You also run track, and you're outstanding there. You've been to state. You're an outstanding softball player. Hopefully we'll see you some this summer as well. But where has that love of sports kind of come from? Is it, again, mom and dad, were they big, you know, grandma, grandpa? I know your relation plays it, but you also had a brother and a sister that have been active. But is it that, or where did you start to go, you know what, I really like playing sports as a whole?
Definitely my friends and family. When we were young, we had a tee outside, always practicing t-ball with mom and going to the field with like my cousins, with the Haydens. So just being able to like have the same love for the same sports is kind of fun, just to bond with our family and friends.
What's it like having, you know, a lot of cousins around, friends around, to be able to do those things?
It's amazing, especially when they live so close and we can all just join together at the field or in the gym. It's fun to like build those friendships with each other.
What are those games like to have Cal and Ty and, as you said, the Haydens and then your family? I mean, that has to be pretty competitive, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. We're always trying to one-up each other, for sure.
So I've got to ask. I asked your brother, Cal, or your brother here, Lance, a couple of years ago this. When the three of you get together and play, who wins and who's the best athlete of the three of you?
Okay, it's not fair that Lance is bigger than both of us. So I would have to say him, but you never know. Okay. He really might team up on him.
Okay, so he wins because of his size, but are you better skilled than him?
I'd probably say not.
Okay. You know what he'd have said, right?
Oh, yes, I know what he said.
So tell us a little bit about your family, your mom, your dad, your brothers, and your sisters, because I have a feeling you're a really close-knit family.
Yes, we are. We always play games together at family night, and we used to always go on family supper either at Hayden's or our house or Jake and Cassie's house every Sunday. So it's always fun to get together with them and just to talk about sports and to talk about life. It's always fun to have them so close.
So with them, tell me a little about what mom and dad do. Breeley's playing in college at DMAC. Your brother Lance, of course, playing football over at Grandview. So tell me a little bit about each of the members of your family.
They're all pretty much my support system. Whenever I need a little break, I'm always there. Dad's always there to go take me to the farm, go see the horses, or just to go ride along with him, like in the combine or anything. Mom is always there to talk about sports or to talk about life, talk about my day, or to give me any advice. Breely is my big basketball person. If I ever struggling with anything regarding basketball or just have a big secret to tell her that I know she won't tell anybody, I always go to her. And then Bubba, he is special. I love him. When he comes home, it's always so fun. We always get to play board games together, all five of us, and it's incredible.
So the board games, let's start with that real quick. What are some of the favorite games that you guys play together?
We love the card game Swoop. I think my grandma came up with it, actually. She taught us all of it. But now we always play that game. It's always that game.
So explain Swoop for anybody that doesn't know, like myself, doesn't know what it is.
Each person lays down face down four cards, and then you lay up face four cards on top of those bottom cards. And then you draw 11 cards. You usually have to have multiple decks, depending on how many players are playing. And then you have 11 cards, and you king's the highest and ace is the lowest. So you want to get rid of your cards. So you usually play the highest one. So if I play the king, then the next person would either have to play a king or a lower card. Does that make sense?
It does, absolutely. So who's the best in the family at playing it?
I'm sure mom would say she's the best, but honestly, I think Lance probably is.
Lance maybe is, okay. Okay, any other board games, video games that you like to do?
No, it's usually that one.
Usually that one. Okay. What does Malia Klaberg do when she just wants to get away from the competition, away from sports, and just hangs out with maybe friends or hanging out by yourself? What do you do to relax?
I probably usually just go over to Caden's house and just relax.
Okay, so you guys just like to kick back. Favorite TV shows? You got any like shows you watch, games you watch on TV, and not just sports games, but maybe game shows, those kind of things?
I love the show Big City Greens. It's a Disney show, like a series or whatever. I love it. We watch it all the time.
Okay, how did you become a fan of that?
I don't know. I think Anna actually got me watching it when we were littler.
Okay.
I think it just always stuck.
Okay. So you mentioned Anna. That would be Anna Hart. So that sophomore, now junior class, I should say, you guys have all grown up together, you girls, and a tremendous amount of athletes out of that. How tight-knit is this junior class with each other?
Oh, we are so close. And we're always so competitive, trying to be better than each other and trying to push each other to like work harder, be better players and athletes on and off the court, actually. It's so fun to be able to like call them my best friends and be able to play with them on all these sports. So, I know most people don't get that experience, and it's actually really cool that we get to.
When did this group realize that so many of you enjoyed sports? You were all pretty good at everything, and that you were so close. Did you girls know this like second, third grade already, or has it kind of grown over the years?
It's definitely grown over the years. I would probably say around sixth grade, we were like, we're going to be good.
Did you feel any pressure with that?
No, I actually didn't. I think we were still just little girls trying to have fun, playing the sport we love, and we didn't really put that pressure on ourselves that young.
And it sounds like then I was going to ask, with two older siblings that have been very successful, did you feel like you had to live up to them? You kind of mentioned that with Brealey in basketball, or have you been able to, as the youngest one, just kind of take that pressure and set it to the side?
Actually, I did feel a little bit of pressure coming into this basketball season, but I had that conversation with Mom, the support system, and she reassured me and made sure that I knew that I could just play to the best I am, and nothing can change that. So just giving it my all and giving it my best ability is all that I can do.
You mentioned your mom's kind of that support system and always giving advice. Best advice maybe she's ever given you in your life so far?
Probably that. You just be yourself, and no matter what, if you try your best, you've tried your best, and you can't give anything more than you're giving.
Let's talk a little school as we begin to wrap up things with you here. What are some of the classes you enjoy, maybe some of your favorite teachers, and what do you like to take away from school every day if you can?
My favorite class is probably lunch. I'm just kidding. I don't think I have a really favorite class.
You know,
I do enjoy Spanish, actually.
Okay. What is it about Spanish class that you enjoy?
I don't know. Just being able to like learn more about Spanish culture and being able to learn more of those new words and how they speak and how they interact with each other is pretty cool.
Who's the teacher in that and makes that class enjoyable for you?
Miss Bartlett, Addison Bartlett.
Okay. How many years have you taken Spanish?
All three, actually, and I plan to take a fourth next year.
Okay. As far as college goes, I know you got another year of high school left, but what's kind of the early thoughts? Do you have any ideas what you want to go study or maybe where you want to go or what you're looking at doing?
I'm thinking about studying something with psychology, but I'm not 100% sure on that. And I don't know where I want to go yet, but I do know that I want to play volleyball.
Okay. Have you had any schools, you don't have to give too much away, have you had schools looking at you already?
Yes, I've had a couple. Yeah.
All right. Perfect. Last question for you here. Any advice for younger girls that might listen to this and want to grow up to be like Malia Klaberg and be active and a good student and all that stuff? What advice do you give them to help them become successful?
Every day is a new day, and even if you are struggling, just take a deep breath and find find your peace and just continue on.
Well, Malia, congratulations on all the success and everything. I know I'll see you soon here at a track meet, and I'm sure we'll chat some. So appreciate you joining us here today. Congratulations on being our Brinks Cabinet and Design Athlete Spotlight of the Month for the month of November.
Yes, thank you.
You bet. Malia Clayburgh again joining us here today.